It's around 6:30 in the evening. Tall grasses line each side of the Loxahatchee Canal, a sort of road that leads to the more swampy-looking parts of the Loxahatchee National Wildlife Refuge. A truck backs down a ramp and dips a small military green boat into the water. Over 1,200 people applied for this opportunity, gator hunting for the first time in a federal wildlife refuge. The state granted only 11 permits. Andy Gonzalez sits at the head of the boat. He's wearing a camo shirt and a headlamp.
I figured I'd try it, and I couldn't believe it when I got the okay through the computer. That was pretty cool.
Gonzalez brought along a few of his friends with more experience at gator hunting, like Lyle Sisson, who's been hunting since he was a teenager. Sisson says this is like the Willy Wonka golden ticket, getting to hunt gators in untouched territory.
There's a state record in here somewhere. So I guarantee you there's one in here.
How big are you going for today?
14.4.
14 feet, 4 inches, a half inch longer than the current state record. Opening up the refuge comes with its critics, though. For this first launch, about a dozen protesters showed up, including Brian Wilson with the Animal Rights Foundation of Florida.
If you're going to call it a wildlife area, the wildlife should be safe. It's like calling it a daycare and, you know, allowing people to abduct and kill children.
But Rolf Olson, who manages the Loxahatchee National Refuge, says hunters created these wilderness areas.
Theodore Roosevelt was a big hunter. He was the first one to start the refuge system at Pelican Island National Wildlife Refuge in 1903.
Olson says they've done surveys, and allowing 22 gators to be hunted won't hurt the overall population.
It is now 1:22.
1:22 in the morning. Andy Gonzalez and his friends have been on the hunt for 6 hours, shining their flashlights across the water. That's how they find gators. The flashlight reflects in their eyes.
Slow down.
Keep your light on.
Gonzalez finally sees a gator worth going after. The boat creeps within inches.
It went under.
It went under, he says. It literally ducked under the boat and then resurfaced.
He's right there.
They throw out what looks like a small grappling hook attached to a fishing pole over the back of the gator. The hook sticks right in the gator's tail. It starts flailing. Gonzalez and his friends start reeling, and when the gator's inches from the boat, they jab it with a harpoon. One of the guys pulls out what's called a bang stick, essentially a gun that only fires when you push the barrel against the gator. He reaches out over the alligator and fires the bang stick into its skull. This is the first gator killed recreationally in a national wildlife refuge, a historic moment. But there are two reasons this was not quite the celebration Gonzalez and his friends were hoping for. First thing, those epic record-setting gators. This one was only 8 feet, 6 feet shy of any record. But even more problematic, when Gonzalez brought the gator to shore and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service came up
and checked my permit, he said that I was in the wrong area.
I called Andy Gonzalez a few days after the hunt because it turns out he didn't actually win that Willy Wonka golden ticket. Gonzalez says he only applied for this special refuge location, so when he won a permit, he assumed it was for the refuge. Plus, an official let him into the refuge with that permit.
It was my mistake, but it was very surprising to me.
An official with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service admits his officer shouldn't have let Gonzalez into the refuge, and says for now, the first gator ever hunted for sport at a national wildlife refuge is part of an ongoing investigation. Though they probably won't take it to court. In fact, they're letting Gonzalez keep the gator. The historic trophy is currently on ice in Gonzalez's garage. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.